This week, a centipede bot, the world's highest railway bridge, a 13-year-old hero, and Japan learns how to smile again.
Over here!
Hey, listen up!
New Newsy!
Newsy-palooza! Hello and welcome to Newsy-palooza, the coolest, most refreshing pool of news and information for curious kids.
And adults.
I'm your host, Elisha Shiv Shankar Cricket, and as ever, I'm joined by the big story explainer and sound effects finder, otherwise known as my mama.
That never gets old. Hi, I'm Lindy Prickett.
This week, Georgia Institute of Technology designs a robot that's inspired by a centipede. Yuck. But it could help save lives. India builds the world's highest railway bridge, which will help open up the tense region of Kashmir to the rest of the country. A 13-year-old becomes a hero because he didn't have a cell phone? And Japan learns how to smile again. Yes, you heard me right, but you'll have to listen to the end to find out why. Alrighty then, let's dive in. First up, it's
the big news story
of the week.
So we all know how much you like a good creepy crawly story, right, Leela?
Wrong.
Well, this is really tech meets creepy crawly.
Technology news.
Technology news.
Tech news.
So it's not that bad.
Wrong.
Oh, come on. Remember how cool bioengineering was a couple of weeks ago with our big news story about bird drones?
Wrong. I mean, yes. Reverse engineering, bioengineering, bioinspiration, and biomimicry, as in using what happens in the real biological world and letting that inspire some cool tech or engineering. It's nice. Creepy crawlies, not so nice.
Well, then you'll be pleased to know you and I are not anchoring this story. To put you out of your misery, we're going to our tech correspondents in Florida, which is just south of the U.S. state of Georgia, where they've let centipedes inspire a new robot.
Yuck.
Chaska and Lonnie Power, it's over to y'all.
What do you get when you cross a centipede and a turkey? Drumsticks for everyone.
Now, what do you get when you cross a centipede with a robot?
An unstoppable wiggle droid designed to haunt your dreams.
Okay, they're actually meant to move more efficiently than robots with four wheels or legs, but I suppose the dream haunting is optional.
Yes, researchers from the Georgia Institute of Technology are designing artificial arthropods. Arthropods are invertebrates with segmented bodies, like butterflies or crabs.
Why, you ask? These creepy bots are meant to help find disaster victims in hard-to-reach places, and even watch out for weeds.
So how does this thing even move?
Well, if you've seen a video of it in action, it looks a lot like a conga line. Each segment has two legs and some motors, connected to each other by 3D-printed joints.
Extensive testing showed that robots with at least 10 legs could cover ground better than those with fewer than 10. For the best results, though, scientists found that between 14 and 16 legs ensured maximum wiggle potential.
Inventing machines that operate like animals is called biomimicry. It's been used to create such marvels as airplanes, inspired by birds, and even Velcro, which was designed to stick to things like burrs do.
Centipede robots are still a work in progress, and it'll probably be a while before they're on the front lines of natural disaster sites. Who knows? Maybe one day your life will be saved by a squirmy little robot, squeezing through a tight gap to call for help.
At your command.
In Florida, this is Chaska.
And Lonnie.
Reporting for Newsy Palooza.
Thanks, you guys. It's a pretty cool piece of bioengineering. And not particularly creepy, it's true. But definitely sci-fi.
And now, closer to home, the world's highest railway bridge has just been constructed right here in India.
Well, not right here in New Delhi, but further up north in a state called Kashmir, which is usually in the news for being a very tense place because it's right next to Pakistan, which claims part of the area.
Yes, the two neighbors have been to war three times in recent history, and twice was because of territorial disputes over the region, which is also tense with the huge Indian army presence that's stationed there, sometimes having run-ins with the local Indian Muslim population. So, despite it being a beautiful area of stunning mountains and valleys.
In fact, it's called the Switzerland of the subcontinent.
Right, it was a huge tourist area. And now that there's been a period of stability, things are opening up again, like the announcement of the major railway bridge that's just been completed.
Not just any bridge, mind you, but the world's highest railway bridge. Dun, dun, dun!
Yep, the Chenab Bridge sits almost 1,200 feet, or 359 meters, above the Chenab River. To put that into perspective, that's about 95 feet taller than the Eiffel Tower. It's been under construction for years, but it's finally finished now and will really open up the area to the rest of the country, which is great news for business.
And us, because Kashmir has some delicious apples, and walnuts, and apricots, and oh so much more.
What's that? I'll tell you what, that's the halftime bell, which means it's time to hear what's making news around the rest of the world.
Hold on tight. It's
Around the World in 80 Seconds.
Hold tight!
Russian soldiers who are against their president, Vladimir Putin, and his war in Ukraine say they launched a cross-border attack from Ukraine, crossing into Russia's Belgorod region, seizing a checkpoint. The attack has spurred confusion and anger in Moscow. The U.S. is promising $250 million in aid for refugees fleeing the fighting in the East African nation of Sudan. Two rival militias have been battling each other in the capital, Khartoum, for over 6 weeks, with thousands of citizens caught in the crossfire. Many are without electricity and running water. In space news, NASA's James Webb Telescope finds evidence of a celestial monster. Okay, not a real monster. But we're talking stars 10,000 times greater than the Sun. But interestingly, just 5 times hotter at their center. And just in, a BBC cultural poll of children's authors and literary experts from around the world is complete, and a list of the 100 greatest children's books is released. What's made the top spot, you ask? Well, the American picture book, Where the Wild Things Are, by Maurice Sendak. So you know how sometimes when we're in the car, you borrow my phone only to get lost on some Google search or Amazon offer?
I'm usually just reading the lyrics to whatever I'm listening to.
Yeah, that. And then you don't give me my phone back, which is why I ask for it back, because it seems like a whole generation of people are losing the ability to just sit and stare out of a window.
Right, because it's so important to just let the brain rest.
Sometimes, yes. Well, here's a story about how it pays to sometimes just sit back and look around at your environment instead of being lost on your phone. Cue the sting.
Kindness Corner.
Cool.
They did what?
Seriously?
What?
How cool is that?
No way.
Cool.
Once upon a time, just the other day, a middle schooler from Michigan in the U.S. was on a bus with 60 other classmates when the bus driver suddenly felt lightheaded. Realizing she was having a medical emergency, she radioed for help and started to pull over the bus, only she passed out.
While driving a busload of kids? Yikes.
Yep, and the bus started to veer into the other lane.
As in the lane of oncoming traffic?
Exactly. Well, luckily for them, one student, 7th grader Dylan Reeds, was not on his cell phone, because he doesn't have one, in fact. And noticing something is wrong, he rushes to the driver, grabs the steering wheel, and presses his foot down on the brake.
Phew. Please tell me it stopped before someone ran into them.
It did, thankfully. Not surprisingly, 13-year-old Dylan is being honored as a hero.
Way to go, Dylan.
Totally. And strike one up for being observant, not on your phone, and acting fast.
And finally, let's see what the Lucky Dip Machine has for us this week.
Step right up.
Have a go at the Lucky Dip Machine.
The Lucky Dip Machine.
What's it
going to be today?
An oddball, no doubt.
An oddball, no doubt.
Oh, yes. This is odd, but kinda sad, too.
Odd, but sad. Huh. I think I might have the right tune for that.
So the pandemic has affected a lot of us in different ways, right?
Oh, totally true.
So here's the question. When you were wearing a mask all those days, did you still smile underneath?
Oh yeah, I'm a smiler. But I admit it was hard to convey my smile to others. And often I'd actually resort to telling people, "Hey, I'm smiling under here, promise." Sometimes I'd even quickly pull my mask down just to prove it.
Right, well, you're in one camp. Okay, so it seems it was also a totally different camp. The don't have to bother camp for the people who didn't bother to smile when they had their masks on. For months. And in Japan, we're talking about 3 years for some parts of the country.
Yikes, that's a long time without a smile.
And now it turns out that many people are finding it challenging to adjust to life without a face covering. By which I mean, some people have forgotten how to smile.
What? No way!
Yes, Wei. You see, many Japanese people are seeking the expertise of smile tutors. Who knew there was such a thing? To relearn the art of smiling. Or for some, just to feel less self-conscious about it.
What? No way.
I also didn't know there was a smile education company. But so there is. And there, students begin with facial stretches to relieve tension, followed by mirror exercises. Yes, they use handheld mirrors to see their smile, get comfortable with the act of showing your teeth, and making adjustments until they're satisfied. What are you doing?
Facial stretches to relieve tensions.
You look like a chimpanzee.
Or maybe I need to move on to the mirror exercises.
Yeah, maybe so. Then again, maybe the mask isn't such a bad idea after all.
And it's time to wrap up the podcast with
the top five facts heard today.
Fab fact number one. Centipede-inspired robots, or artificial arthropods, are designed by Georgia Institute of Technology to help rescue workers get to tough-to-reach places. What is an arthropod? Invertebrates with segmented bodies, like butterflies or crabs.
Fab fact number two.
Inventing machines or robots like this that operate like animals is called biomimicry, which has also been used to create what other marvels? Airplanes, bird drones, and even Velcro.
Fab fact number three.
India constructs the world's highest railway bridge in Kashmir, which is a tense area right next to Pakistan. How many wars have India and Pakistan fought over the region? Two.
Fab fact number four.
Well, this Chenab Bridge sits almost 1,200 feet, or 359 meters, above the Chenab River. To put that into perspective, that's some 95 feet taller than what famous monument? The Eiffel Tower.
Fab fact number five.
People in Japan are learning to smile again after wearing a mask for so long during the pandemic. They're learning this with the help of what kind of experts? Smile tutors. If you want to test yourself later on, or perhaps some students in your class or at home, then go to the Lucky Dip page of our website, newsypoolloozy.com. That's P-O-O-L-O-O-Z-I. And take this quiz online in your own time.
And that almost brings us to the end of this episode of Newsy Poolloozy. Except we have a word from our sponsor. Okay, our podcasting friends. But still, this is important.
Today on the Children's Book Podcast.
The authors and illustrators you love, and some who may be new to you.
To me, the biggest gift of reading is to gain empathy and understanding, to be able to step into another person's shoes and see the world from their eyes, to get to know one another just a little bit better.
The stories you can't stop thinking about, and some that have been waiting for you to discover.
The book is also about how lots can be achieved by being an individual, but lots more can be achieved with the right team.
The messages on the hearts of those who write stories just for you.
Don't be afraid to tell your own stories. You don't have to rely on a famous author or podcast host or movie maker to tell a story. You have your own stories you can tell. It can be a story about you.
This is the Children's Book Podcast. I'm Matthew. I'm a teacher, a librarian, a reader, and a big fan of yours. I'm glad you're here. Tune in each week to meet the authors and illustrators making books just for kids like you. From award winners to up-and-comers to the storytellers behind those forever books you'll never forget.
Find the Children's Book Podcast wherever podcasts are found.
Read on, readers. Read on.
If you enjoyed this dip in the coolest pool of news and information, then smash that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Alexa, or wherever you get your podcasts.
While you're at it, give us a good rating. Or better still, leave us a review. It really helps other people find us. Go on, we'll read it out loud if you do.
We will. Alrighty then, see you next week in the Happy Splashy Giant, Nuzi Paluzi.